attention qu'ensemble, on la gagne cette lutte-là. Bonne journée!
On Monday, some 100 Montrealers rallied against a Quebec bill that would place control over co-op membership in the hands of the province.
We built this community, we got the advantage of living in co-ops, and instead of solving the problem, they want to create a bigger one by throwing us out. It's ridiculous.
Bill 20 was introduced in February by then Housing Minister Caroline Proulx. If passed, the bill would remove the power from co-ops of choosing their own members, who would instead be pulled from a government database and placed in units around the province. For the people who've lived in co-ops for decades, as John D'Andrea has, the bill is an affront to their independence.
A co-op is a private enterprise, and they're coming in and they're telling us, they're going to say who comes into our co-op, who can live there. They're changing the rental board laws, they could cancel leases that we've given. It's draconian.
John lives in a co-op on Sainte-Famille in Milton Park. He says some of his neighbors are founding members, people who fought to save these buildings from being demolished and turned into private high-rises, creating a case study in collective land management in the process.
And there's still some pioneers living there. I mean, they spent a couple of nights in jail, you know, doing activism in the street and stuff like that.
But now some of these people are at risk of being forced out of the co-ops where they've spent decades of their lives, as the government is also threatening to fine or remove anyone who makes over a certain income threshold.
They're going to give them a choice. Either you pay a supplement to keep living there, or we're going to cancel your lease within 3 months and you have to move. And that's your reward after 40 years of work.
Quebec says the changes would help ensure that those most in need have access to this housing. But for community organizers like Margot Silvestro, it's a way to punish working people for bettering their situations.
Ce qu'ils veulent faire, là, c'est dire les coops, c'est pour les pauvres, puis quand t'es pauvre, tu restes pauvre. Parce que dès que tu améliores ta condition, tu dois sortir. C'est ça qu'ils disent.
Carlene Keith told me that even on top of the proposed bill, the co-op she co-founded is facing pressure from the SHQ, Quebec's housing office, to raise rents in larger units by upwards of 20% in order to keep their rents in line with market rate, though they would pay slightly below. Carlene says the market rate calculation made sense when they were starting this co-op in Point St. Charles, but now will push rents to be well above what's affordable for people in the Point.
If it just keeps going higher and higher as it's going now, every year we're going to have to give crazy increases to people, whereas regular apartments you can only raise, like, I think it was 3 point something.
She says that Bill 20 would just compound these problems, pushing out the only members who could afford to pay those rents without large subsidies.
So anybody who makes over a certain amount won't be able to stay. And then that means that the people who come in already are precarious in how much rent they can pay. And then if you're giving them these increases, well, it means that people with medium incomes who don't qualify for the subsidies won't have any place to be.
It breaks down the whole process, the whole idea of how this model was built.
Guillaume Clich-Rivard is the Point's MNA for Quebec Solidaire. He says that if Quebec wants to house more low-income people, the government should invest in more low-income housing.
They should be building more co-ops. They should be making sure that more and more people are getting solutions outside of this private market that imposes sometimes 25-30% raise every year to some tenants, and that of course is mainly responsible for the homelessness crisis that we're facing.
Back in Milton Park, John agrees.
It's not a lot of people, so if that is to free up housing for lower income people, it's not going to work at all. It's going to be negligible, but they're going to create a lot of personal crisis for a lot of other people.
With only 3 weeks left of sitting for the National Assembly, he hopes that crisis point won't come to pass. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bugel with the Local Journalism Initiative.